The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 1380 WPHM. Our coverage of the Mackinac Policy Conference continues. We're talking right now with Quentin Messer, the head of the MEDC, the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Quentin, hi.
Hey, thank you so much for talking to me, Paul.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. What are some of the things that you're highlighting at this conference?
So we're really focused on making sure people are aware of the Make It in Michigan Economic Development Strategy. We're focused on cultivating and revitalizing places, attracting and developing people, and then competing for our winning projects. So we're continuing the process of educating our elected officials. This is an opportunity to really engage with companies who are either already investing in Michigan or looking at investing in Michigan, in a way to work with our state and local, really our state and local county official and township officials, as they think about what must be true to make sure that they have investment-ready communities.
Let's talk a little bit about the locals, because I think a lot of local units of government are sometimes skeptical of projects. They want full transparency. That's what we're finding in St. Clair County. How do you address that?
Well, I mean, look, I think a couple of things. This is making sure that we are make sure we give people the fact base. MEDC only recommends projects. Any project that receives state funding has to be approved by the Michigan Strategic Fund in a public meeting. And whenever there are local incentives are involved, there's a local process. And so we make sure that we're not trying to foist projects upon any locals, communities. Everything has to be done that's in a way that's appropriate. You know, I was just saying to someone recently, not every community wants necessarily advanced manufacturing. Some communities would prefer data centers. Not every community likes a data center. Some communities say, you know, no, thank you, we don't want either. So we really have and have worked diligently to try to have things that are appropriate to make sure that communities realize their best aspirations for themselves, whatever that may be. But I do think unanimously there is a thought that we need to make sure we continue to grow our population. So we want to do that in a way that is most cognizant of the community's individual desires.
Hearing a lot up here about challenges and about opportunities. What are some of the challenges that you're facing right now?
Well, I think the challenges that we're facing are typical to the other 49 states. I mean, a little bit of trying to establish the new equilibrium in our federal industrial policy, our federal trade policy, that's one. I think the second thing is just the fact that, you know, we're dealing with a zeitgeist globally of uncertainty, whether it be in Asia, whether it be in Europe, the continued tragic Russia-Ukrainian conflict, the continued challenges, Israel and Gaza. You know, we diffuse the situation and between India and Pakistan. All these things lead to companies, big and small, hesitant about whether making large-term capital decisions. So that geopolitical uncertainty, trying to find that new equilibrium, is probably the biggest challenge. And there's obviously things we need to do and get better about every day in Michigan. And I think whether you're a Democrat or Republican, people are focused upon those things. You know, and we are trying to make sure that our performance as an economic development agency is as strong as possible.
One of the interesting things I've been hearing a lot about up here, Quentin, is aerospace. That seems to be an area for some real potential growth here in Michigan.
Well, absolutely. I mean, it's aerospace and defense is our third largest sector. I mean, we don't have a large prime, but we have significant, you know, tier one, tier two suppliers. I think having Selfridge obviously would be tremendously helpful. Last year we reimagined what was previously the Michigan Defense Center, that's now the Office of Defense and Aerospace Innovation, much more aggressive about dual use opportunities, both civilian and militarily. We just had our Chief Mobility Officer, Justine Johnson, announce and really began to work with our advanced aerial mobility strategy, focus on drone technology. So I'm incredibly excited. There are opportunities there. We know that at the federal level, there's going to be an added focus on defense and aerospace spending. President Trump, when he was president 45, created the Space Force. So those things will continue to be important, and we need to make sure that we try to bring down as many of those dollars back to Michigan.
What other areas do you see for growth in Michigan, some opportunity?
Well, I mean, I think, look, we have an incredibly diversified economy. So I think we need to continue to focus on tourism and marketing for certain communities. Hopefully, as we continue to get equilibrium in our relationship to Canada, that the Canadians will come back and visit us in the way that they normally do. I think there's still innovative opportunities in agribusiness, but I think we need to continue to diversify within the mobility sector. So we need to continue to diversify and grow our automotive sector. We need to focus on defense and aerospace. I think Governor Whitmer was very bold, and I applaud her putting down a marker that we need to build out our semiconductor ecosystem. I still think there are opportunities in energy. It may not look like it did under Biden Harris, but I think Trump fans is very focused on innovative opportunities in energy. So those are some of the big advanced manufacturing, but we still grow in fintech. We still grow in insurance tech. We still grow in professional services. That's part of the blessing that we have here in Michigan. So we need to make sure that companies understand that we continue, whether to be domestic or international, the door is open for Michigan. We want to be aggressive, compete, and we have some of the best talent, from a managerial to manufacturing floor to otherwise that you can find anywhere in the world.
How do you spread that message then outside of Michigan that yes, we are open for business?
Well, I think, there are really probably three, there are a number of ways, but let me just focus on three. One, I think we have to continue to speak to folks in the media. I mean, you have a large voice with the internet. There are people who are outside of Michigan who may be boomerangs, who may be curious and want to know what's happening, but they're not always dialed in because they're living elsewhere in the world. I think that's one. I think that's two. We continue to educate and make ambassadors of our elected officials, both in Lansing and in Washington. Our governor has been very aggressive. The Speaker of the House has been very aggressive. Speaker Hall. Going around the country. So we want to equip them to be the best possible ambassadors that we can be. And then the final thing is really just to continue to do the work. Continue to demonstrate that companies can grow here, thrive here, that we are willing to work with companies to address challenges, whether it be talent, whether it be capital to do risk investment. So continue to tell the story and get better every day and equip people to sort of feel good about being ambassadors. The last thing I'll say is, I want people to feel as good and as prideful. We do this. I mean, we're the only state that does this.
Right.
You can't see it on radio, but hold up man. But now we need to hold up the man and say, hey, look, I can grow a vibrant business here. And I think that's that additional piece that we want to have, that type of statewide civic pride, and I think we're well on our way to do so.
All right, sounds good. And you can't help but have civic pride when you're on Mackinac Island.
Absolutely.
No better place.
I tell people all the time that, I'm a native Floridian. I moved up from Louisiana. I've lived in a number of different states. But if you had to give Michigan a superlative, it has to be best all around. And I think that's unique. And we need to – Michiganders are humble, but – it ain't bragging if it's true.
There you go. Quentin, thanks so much.
Really thank you. I really appreciate your time.
Quentin Messer from the MEDC at the Mackinac Policy Conference on WPHM.